steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
I often feel creeped out.
By me or just...
in this building in general. But at least we don't have a giant creepy hand statue.
Someone does?
Wellington have in New Zealand.
Sorry, Kiwis.
Yes, the Kiwis. So this has actually been moved at the top of the museum.
Oh, because nothing says museum like an enormous hand.
This isn't just an enormous hand. This is a sassy enormous hand.
What is it stroking? You need a pose?
You need to Google it if you haven't seen this. It's right. A giant hand statue. It's striking a pose. It's got a hand on its hip. If a hand
Hang
can
on,
have
it's a
hip,
hand. Okay. Yep.
It's kind of it's five fingers. It's two of them are its feet.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
It's got two hands and it's got one on its hip. The other one down, and it's got a face. The middle of the hand, the palm.
Oh, this is
it's got a face on it, and it is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It does sound creepy.
It's gross, and apparently it's actually based on the scans of the artist's actual body.
This is starting to sound a bit like, is it Coburn Railway Station with the weird pictures that they put up there?
They're really on board, the Kiwis. They said,
they love
this,
it.
This is the ugliest and most disturbing piece of art I've ever seen in my life.
And that's from people that probably haven't seen whatever that green thing is in Perth City.
Yeah.
The cactus, even though...
Oh, no, I'll take the cactus any day.
Now, if you've got a big project to tackle at work, Nikki, you might want to get onto it in the middle of the morning.
Okay, between, is that a hint?
Yes, it is.
Get your work done.
Sometime between 10 and 11.
Right.
Early in the week, preferably, too. A UK study asking 2,000 participants about their productivity discovered Tuesday is the day on which most participants felt the highest level of productivity. That was followed by Mondays and Wednesdays. Workers also confessed they were more productive earlier in the day.
Yeah, okay.
On average, one in five said they were most productive between 8 and 11, with just 2% claiming they work best between 4 and 6 in the afternoon.
Oh, God, no. And who works better just before knockoff time?
No one.
Let's be honest, you're just waiting for that time to tick over.
So if I'm reading this right, in terms of productivity, right, you might as well kick off Friday drinks around lunchtime on Thursday.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Riddle me this.
Welcome to my parlour. This is where...
The riddle parlour now.
That's right. This is where the riddles happen, people.
Yeah, it's where they're created.
This is the last chance for this week to get yourself into the draw for the Learning Pod science-themed birthday party.
Yeah, someone will win in like half an hour.
Thereabouts. Okay. So, if you would like to qualify for it, you could be having unicorn slime love or, you know, magnetic slime love.
Yeah, I'm excited about the magnetic slime. I think that'd be... Well, that's a useful piece of slime.
It could be.
You know, slime's not usually very useful, but if you can stick bills to the fridge, then hey.
And that's not one that we actually did.
No,
so,
I'm interested.
Know, yeah, I'm curious. Anyway, here we go. Today's riddle, 95815973 to solve it.
I always follow my brother, but you cannot see me, only him. You cannot hear him, but you can hear me. What am I?
I was all excited until we got to the actual riddle. I'm now just confused. 95815973, if you can answer that. Coast, morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we talking to?
I'm Brady.
Hi, Brady. Now, the riddle is, I always follow my brother, but you cannot see me, only him. You cannot hear him, but you can hear me. What am I?
Is it thunder and lightning?
Thunder and lightning. We had a bit of that last night.
Okay, always follow.
A little bit stormy. I always follow my brother, but you cannot see me, only him. You cannot hear him, but you can hear me.
Lightning
thunder
comes first
and lightning is the correct answer. Well done, Brody.
Thank you.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our Doctor of Journalism, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. A live action Marvel Arena show is coming to Perth.
Of what?
It's stunts and flames and motorbikes and superheroes.
In superhero costumes.
All in one place. So if you're a Marvel fan, you want to check this out. They're going to be in Perth at RAC Arena, April 25 to 27 next year, with tickets going on sale on Sunday.
I reckon the kids will love it.
Yep, definitely. Now, Miley Cyrus has broken her silence over her split with Liam Hemsworth.
Oh.
She shared a message on Instagram slamming those calling her a liar and those suggestions that she cheated on him. She says, "I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Liam and I have been together for a decade. I've said it before and it remains true. I love Liam and always will." Towards the end of her rant, she also said, "I'm the happiest and healthiest I've been in a long time. You can say I am a twerking, smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but I'm not a liar." So there you go.
So she'll take those.
Good on her. She's honest at least.
Fair enough.
Jada Pinkett Smith has revealed she may reprise her role as Niobe in the upcoming fourth installment of the Matrix franchise. When asked about her possible involvement in the new movie, she had this to say.
"Well, I've had my conversations with Lana. Okay. So, you know, we'll see. I think there might be some things in the horizon."
Lana is her dog.
No. One of the Wachowski sisters, which formerly Wachowski brothers.
Brothers, yes.
In the upcoming installment is described as a new film set in the world of The Matrix. So wait and see for that one next year.
Cool.
Now, Will and Kate seem to be rubbing salt into Harry and Meghan's wounds by taking their family on a budget flight to Balmoral just days after Harry and Megs were dragged for taking a private jet trip to France.
I'm starting to think there's truth in the feud rumors.
I think there might be. So this budget flight cost about $130 a head compared to Harry and Meghan's $36,000 jet flight. So, look, I don't know what's going on there, but just saying, it could just be bad timing. But
could
who knows?
Be.
And just some quick baby news. Quentin Tarantino and his wife Danielle are expecting their first child together.
Hey!
Quentin is 56 years old and his wife is 35. Just putting it out there.
Wow. How old's he going to be when the kid turns 21 then? 56, 66, 70? Quite old. Close to...
Nikki and Tamello. Back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.